Right foot up, left foot slide, left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm going to show you how to slide. Something like that. I don't know the song.
Dude, that,
I just heard it twice.
I just heard that the other day. And there, you know what it reminded me of? Remember Usher's U-Turn?
Yeah.
Do you remember that shit? Mm-hmm. Like, it was Usher trying too hard to make his own dance. That's what Drake just did. That's what he just did.
It is what he just did.
I'm like, dude, you can't do the hokey pokey and shit. You can't do the... What's that one thing that people still do? The electric slide?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? You can't make your own electric slide.
Hey, man. Black people love making up their own dances.
Really?
Yeah. What's his name? R. Kelly made up his own dance, too. He's like, step in the name of love. Apparently, that's a dance. I didn't know until, you know, I started dating a black person. And then, apparently, that is a dance that black people do. It's like, you got to step to the right or something. I don't know. I don't know it. I just went to a party with said people. And then, that's what it was. I was like, oh.
You just jump in and shit? You jump in and drop some game?
No, I was like, hey, we can't be playing this. He attacked a 15-year-old.
He didn't attack her. He just gave her some dick.
Yeah. Hey, if she wanted it, it's fine. Hey, man, do you know he wanted to come out of prison?
Is he in prison?
He is in
prison. I didn't know he was up. In, I didn't know that.
He wanted to come out because...
He wanted to give a concert? A benefits concert?
No, because he's like, hey, I'm locked up. I might get...
The Rona?
The Rona. I might get COVID-19.
Uh-huh.
And then people were like, oh, it's because, you know, it's COVID-19. If it was COVID-15, he'd want to stay in jail.
Shit.
See, because it's 15.
Yeah,
he likes, you. He likes 15-year-old girls. See what I did there?
I hear you. I see. I get numbers.
Yeah, see? Welcome to the show, guys.
What happened to all the chicks that were just, quote-unquote, hanging out at his spot? They're just hanging out right now? They going home?
I don't know what they're doing. I mean, I hope they have a...
They get released from their chains?
Mask on. I hope. I really don't know. I guess they're all 18 now, so you don't like them anymore? How's that work for him?
I don't know, man. R. Kelly. R. Kelly is such a weird guy, man. Like, he's a little like, dark compared to Prince. But you think if Prince is around and there's social media around his peak of his time, mm-hmm. do you think that Prince would have some skeletons in the closet?
No, because I think Prince was pretty much like, hey, we're going to fuck.
Dude, Prince always had a hint of homosexuality.
Yeah, there. Yeah. And he was like, hey, dude, jerk me off and we're going to fuck.
Like, what's up with Prince? I never understood Prince. Everybody defends Prince, though, like he was a prince. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always like, yo, man, that motherfucker has ruffles on.
Yeah, because it's just like... You're like, wow, that man has ruffles on.
Yeah, man, he's got fucking ruffles on. Like, and everybody's batting an eye when I'm saying this.
Nobody's batting an eye, no.
They're like, yeah, he's got ruffles on.
It's just like, wow, that man's wearing...
Purple ruffles.
Purple ruffles. Like, damn, does he have a guitar that's ejaculating water into the crowd? I don't know if that's badass or I should call the cops.
I've never understood Prince, but every time I talk shit about Prince, you and your dad were always like, no, that's just how he is. He's not gay. He's just, that's how he is. And I'm like, okay.
He might be gay. I don't know.
Okay, man, whatever. I've never known a grown-ass man wearing purples and ruffles just, and earrings and makeups.
I just got done listening to a, 12-part documentary on Jimi Hendrix. So it comes from that, too, because Jimi Hendrix was... well, he didn't suck dudes' dicks. He just slayed a lot of girls. He just killed a lot of Poonanny.
Poonanny. We got to bring that back.
Yeah. But that's going to be our first shirt. I'm getting some shirts made.
You should make some shirts, dog. Poonanny.
The Poonanny is going to be right on the pocket.
It's just going to be an outline. Right?
Yeah.
It's going to be like one of those, what's that lady, Georgia O'Keeffe, the one that does like those roses that look like mm-hmm. vaginas?
Yeah, just like that. So you can't really tell.
You're like, is that a rose? Or is that a vagina? That's a rose.
Yeah. So.
Wow. Look at this lady. She's giving. Okay. We're going to describe this real quick. This lady is taking this guy's order in his car. Mm-hmm. She is literally like about 12 feet away from this dude. Yelling and she gave him the menu and she stretched out her arm.
Fucking Mr. Fantastic.
So far, she might have popped it out of her shoulder socket.
Yeah, man.
Anyways, sorry.
But yeah, so it's like Jimi Hendrix had the same thing too. He had ruffles on and looked real out of place. So I was just looking out of place and making people.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you Johnny Hendrix or Johnny Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix.
Fucking dare you.
Jimi Hendrix. But Jimi Hendrix never gave me that whole like gay vibe, right? Like Prince danced a little weird. He was kind of like soft spoken, very like hands were kind of flailing. He had weird colors. He had ruffles. Yeah. He had very tight clothing.
Yeah, I think it was just to make you very uncomfortable and like question yourself.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. It's just like, what? Like if you never seen fucking Dave Chappelle's fucking...
Dude, Dave Chappelle is a genius. I own that show.
That was fucking, one, exactly how Prince was. Because he would just come into the room and be like, what are you doing?
The part that
like, what?
The part I find most hilarious is in those skits, like he was good at everything. And every time I hear anybody talk about Prince, they're like, those were true. Yeah, he was really good at basketball.
That's exactly how he... All that's exactly. Get out.
It's just weird, man. It's just one of those people that I would have liked to like had an interview with and been like, hey, man, what the fuck is up with you?
Nah, that's just to make people uncomfortable, just to be like, I think he just wanted all the attention. You know how people want all the smoke? He wants all the attention.
That makes sense. I mean, if you're dressed like that, you look like that, you talk like that, yeah, you're going to get a lot of attention.
Get all the attention, son.
Look, dude, you brought me some bad juju. Look at this shit. Look at this glass, man.
Oh, snap.
You brought me some bad juju with your bad glass situation.
What'd you hit?
I don't know, man. And it's like on the bottom corner of that the front glass. And then with the heat or I don't know, fucking hauling ass and road, it just started cracking. It's going towards the driver's side. Once it gets here, I'm going to have to call it in.
Yeah, man. Once you don't put the defrost on, do you? Heat in the morning?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not cold. Not that cold.
See, that's why mine did that, because it was just on the side, on the passenger side, sorry. But then it was still cold because we're back in December still. In January, when it was actually cold.
Yeah.
So I had to have the defrost on. And so it did it. And so when I did that, obviously it ran across. That's the only reason it did that, or else we'd still be over here where I'm safe.
Did you ever add glass to your coverage?
I just got yelled at by a Black Mystery Girl because we're on the same insurance now.
Why are you on the same insurance?
Because it was cheaper to put her on my insurance.
What? How does that even? How do you do that? Do you have to be married or living in the same household?
Hey!
Jesus Christ!
What? Said insurance company don't know won't hurt them. Just for clarification, I have Donutville insurance.
What the fuck? Okay.
So yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, because insurance by myself is gonna be
Insurance, dude, is literally like, insurance has always been a fucking pet peeve of mine. I fucking hate insurance, all right? Fucking hate it. I have hardly ever had to use it in my life. I have to use it in the past. I will say I have had to use it in the past. But I have hardly ever had to use it, and I have paid thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars into insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I have owned race cars, performance vehicles, all right?
Damn near Transformers.
Damn near all my life. Not really. Half of my life. And when I first got said performance vehicles, I used to get borderline fondled every month to make that payment.
Yeah, man.
Every month. Like, when you're a young kid working at some fucking bullshit-ass job, and you got to pay, like, $300 a month in insurance... Fuck.
Yeah. And
fuck.
Yeah, man. That's why...
Fuck State Farm. What? What?
Like, I'm just putting it out there.
Just putting it out there. No reason at all.
No, but that's why... Because just by myself, it's going to be 120, I think.
Insurance sucks dick, dog.
Yeah, because I had to... I have to have full cover on mine because I'm self-financing.
Yep.
And so
had that
I was
glass,
like,
though.
And yeah, it's going to be another 15.
Per month?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that might be right.
I think it's like 13 or 15, somewhere in there. So it's not going to be very much more. But so she said to add it. And I was like, why? She's like, the fucking window. I'm like, I mean, I guess.
I mean, how much did it cost you to replace it last time?
$175.
Did they come to you? Or did you have to go to them?
No, I had to go to them.
You go to, like, the ghetto Mexicans?
I went to this dude.
I went to his dirt lot in his backyard.
It was a company.
And he told me, well, he asked me what kind of car I had.
Get glass?
And then he's like, okay, give me 3 hours. I'm going to find a car. I mean, find the glass. And then he's like, meet me over here real quick.
Then he went to the movie theaters. And he popped out some other guy's glass. And he's like, you got an 05 Honda Civic, right? I'm like, no. He's like, oh, shit.
That's only funny because my car has been stolen at a theater. Have we ever told that story?
I think so. Multiple times from the same place. Oh, man.
Jesus. And these are tears of laughter is what I'm having right now. Wait, laughter tears? Whatever. But you know,
you can tell him to it real quick.
No, just go ahead. I don't want to relive this trauma.
Because the thing that was pissing me off when the car got stolen from there. poor Biscuit and...
There's Biscuit both times. Fucking people love Biscuit.
Poor Biscuit. The thing that pissed me off, I was like, yeah, I guess you can steal the car.
How do you need your fucking car?
I'm like, yeah, I guess. It's a vehicle. It don't have AC.
It didn't have AC.
It was barely a vehicle.
We fixed it later, though. We fixed it later.
It was, yeah, the first later. Time it was not fixed. No. The first time it was barely a vehicle.
No, it was
It
bad.
Took our fat asses to school and back.
Dude, remember when we were driving home and we was like rolled down? It was hot as fuck. It was like 100 plus, and then there was hot chicks on the side of the road.
Yeah,
and we're like roll the window. Yeah,
let's look at him. Give him that look through the windows. And then pass him. Fuck.
You don't roll any faster.
Yeah. And then so yeah, but the thing that pissed me off when they took it though, because we were being good college students at that point. Is, I don't know if it had to be the second time they stole it. They took our college books in the back.
I do remember that.
Fuck. And that's what I was pissed about.
It was the same, it's like parking thing, right? Like it wasn't the same parking lot because most people were like, you're an idiot. It was a giant like shopping center.
Yeah.
So it was further down. We were at a coffee shop, which is bullshit.
Yeah, it was, and they took it. And I'm like, why would you take... Can't you throw our fucking books out the window?
Dude, it's no joke. Those books are more expensive than
the car.
I'm trying to remember the first time. The car was a little souped up. I was being ghetto as fuck, and I put like subs in the back. Remember, I had wheels and a stereo system. Of course, the
finest thing Walmart can provide.
Finest, top tier, name brand. And so I remember they stole for sure all that shit. All the speakers and shit. Right. They stole the wheels.
And he was pissed he had to help us put those in there.
What else did they steal? That was it, right?
Yeah.
And then what did I have to do the second time around? Why the fuck did they steal the car the second time around? I think the second time, nothing really happened. They just killed the alternator. Dude, all those times that we changed the alternator, we're lucky it died on me again because that's the reason why I got the car back.
Yeah.
That fucking AutoZone alternators. Gotta change them often, but
those things
they'll save
shit.
You if you get stolen. They're like, this car's gonna take us to Mexico. Fuck it, dump it here. The alternators, like at nighttime, the fucking lights are dim.
Yeah, is
on
it
you.
Fucking going off?
Yeah, man.
Like, I didn't know this had a sub. It doesn't, Jose. Okay, this isn't taking us anywhere.
Just leave it here. Leave it at this random church. For no
reason. We're only 3 miles away from where we stole it. Okay, we just wasted the night, Jose. Call it a night.
Wipe down the car. Make sure our prints aren't on here.
Take a shit in the back seat.
Aww, those are cloth seats.
Rub it in.
Oh, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Yeah, man.
The second time it wasn't bad.
No.
But the first time, dude, we had to put the subs in, the wheels, the speakers. I could have sworn something else. Dude, remember they had our graduation tassels?
Oh, our graduation.
They stole our goddamn graduation tassels. The fuck you going to do with some graduation tassels, you motherfuckers?
I'm telling you.
I was like, really? That's the thing you went for was the fucking graduation tassels on my fucking rear view mirror? fuck's wrong with you people?
I'm telling you, man. Fucking Gentiles out here.
Degenerates, what that is. It's dog shit people. But whatever. Poor Biscuit. Still got us to work back. That's got right. us bullshitting around, driving around. She was never as fast after the first time, though. Remember the first time I used to just beat pwn on people on the streets in my Biscuit? Dude, she was like a 1.6 liter engine, non-turbo, with like over 150,000 miles on it. And I would just destroy piece of shit cars. After the first theft, man, she wasn't always there.
They probably,
rode her hard, put her away wet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Probably shit in the gas tank.
What is up with you and shitting on things? Is that your new thing?
Yeah, man.
You're like, I'm into shitting on people's
that's
chests.
That's the new, after COVID-19, it's going to be COVID-21. People just shitting on that.
Ugh.
Also, if I see you with the mask on now, out in public, you're getting slapped.
Oh, dude, I've been seeing it. I saw a couple walking. While I was driving over here, I saw a couple walking together, and they didn't have them on, but they had them down, but they were, like, walking together.
You're definitely getting slapped, because you either full-on have it on, or you don't have it on. There's no in-between.
I feel like they were probably, like, their parents were probably, like, put the mask on while you're walking around.
Because, and I understand, if you're in a high-traffic area, okay, I'll give it to you. Now, if you're just outside, you probably don't need it. Although, I will say, we're in Arizona. We're fine. We probably don't need it. If you're in California, like Boski, you should probably have that shit on.
You should have it on all the time.
You should have had it on before. In fact, when Boski was here visiting with us, he should have had it on then.
Yeah, right.
But,
you know, I'm really surprised that that shit wasn't popping up. Was it already started when spring training was going around?
I believe so.
Must have been going to China, though, right?
Dude, we were having a conversation at work that we are pretty sure everybody at work already had it. Because we were like, we had all these symptoms back in December and January. And everybody, all the doctors just told us, they're like, no, just a respiratory infection. You guys will be good.
Well, that's the problem, right? Like, no, they didn't know how to test for it. Do they barely have tests for it now?
I'm not even sure the test they have for it now is a real test. I think it's just kind of like, yeah, Sam, should we say this guy has it? Yeah. I don't know, man. Conspiracy. Put your tinfoil hat on.
Look, if I was a conspiracy theory guy, I was thinking about this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, this in turn does a few things. One, it gets people's minds off of the election, right? Right. Number one, for sure. Because all of a sudden, nobody knows that what's his name? Not Biden. What's his name?
Damn, son.
Not Biden. What the fucking, what's that old dude?
Trump?
No, the old dude. Guy.
Bernie Sanders.
There you go. Nobody knows that Bernie just fucking dropped out.
I said, you guys fucking doing him wrong. Democrats, you guys doing Bernie so fucking wrong.
And it's like, look, I'm not trying to suck on Rogan's non-existent dick here, but I mean, he's got a point. Biden is kind of a little crazy right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple Biden's of interviews I've seen
insane,
him in,
dude.
He's like losing it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, Democrats, your best option was fucking Biden?
Yeah, man.
That's what you're going with?
Fucking Biden's looking more and more like the old grandpa you put in the fucking home. And then two, he's looking more and more like Senator Palpatine at the end of episode 3.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, give this man a black robe and tell him to take command of the Senate.
Yeah. Yeah. He's starting to lose it a little bit. And
dude,
if anything, you should have just kept Bernie on long enough to get that Bernie versus Trump debate, because that shit would have been fire. And you know I'm right. That shit would have been like WWE shit.
It would have been awesome.
It would have been awesome. But secondly, it's like Democrats, you ain't even trying. You're literally trying to just keep Trump in place. And so if I was a conspiracy theory guy, I'd be like, this looks like the perfect storm for Trump. Looks like the perfect storm. Who's going to fucking go against them right now? Biden?
That's their best.
Biden?
That's what they're trying to do.
Trump's right now is getting his fucking nicknames ready for Biden.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's already got the whole script ready.
But what's crazy is some people are like, this is all Trump's fault. But really, maybe that's what they want you to think. Because Trump is the only one saying we need to get everybody back to work. But Democrats are saying we need to be inside for another 24 months.
24 months.
Yeah.
You cannot do 24 months.
People, that's what they're
saying. People will literally, the economy will implode
at
24 months.
That's what Democrats are saying. They want 24 months.
You can't do it. You can't do 24
months. Trump is the only one saying, all you N-words need to get back to work, because that's not how the economy works. That's literally what he said. He goes, that's not how the economy works.
Dude, you cannot sit there and...
He said, and look, I'm not stroking his dick at all, but he did say, hey, that's not how the economy works. Second thing, if these guys are in here locked up till the end of the year or something, you're going to have a lot more people dying, because I don't know if you ever heard of this thing called the Great Depression. N-words are out here shooting themselves because the economy took a shit and people didn't have no reason to live because they lost everything. So unless you want a repeat of that, we're going to get these N-words back to work.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they keep the whole basic income discussion keeps coming out, whereas basically the idea behind it is that the government would give you basic income. So just from the get-go, the government would give you enough money to be able to have a place to live and basic needs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody keeps having this argument about basic income, about the idea that if you give people basic income, that would motivate people to stop grinding just to make a living, and they would pursue their passions, right? But I disagree with that. Mm-hmm. At first, I was like, that's a good idea, man. But I look at, this is totally not me stroking my own dick here, but I look at motherfuckers like me where I'm like, that'd be fucking awesome, because you know what I would do in my free time? A lot of shit. I was woodworking all day today, and then I made some stickers after that, and then I could be doing all kinds of other shit. I'm doing a podcast right now, right? For productive people, it'd be fucking awesome. I could be doing shit. I could be hustling. I could be fucking making new cool shit. But for most motherfuckers, look at every motherfucker it right now that's stir crazy at home. Y'all, I'm not trying to be mean, I'm really not, but y'all got no fucking hobbies. You need some fucking hobbies and some goals, because if we take away your job and your ability to go sit at a coffee shop and you're fucking tripping out, you need some fucking hobbies. You need some shit to do. I got like 13 tiers, dog. I got woodworking, I've got design shit, I got more decals and stickers and shit I could be making. I got about half a dozen games that I've never played that are just sitting there. I just spent 2 hours creating a character for Neo 2 for no goddamn reason. I got like 3-4 dozen games that are just sitting there that I've always wanted to play back from like the Super Nintendo era.
I'm barely on Mega Man 2, son. Dude, or Zero 2.
I got so much shit that I can be doing. I got a car right now that is just asking for me to get a Hikusilly going and some new chairs and new seats. You know what I'm saying? Get an aftermarket steering wheel. Get a nice like exhaust system put in, because I got it all. I got downpipes. I got test pipes. I got fucking shit I could be doing right now. But I don't got enough goddamn time in the day. So yeah, I would love to have basic income. But the reality is, like, I know a lot of people who are really stressed out right now. I'm not trying to talk shit. I'm just saying. I know a lot of people that are stressed out right now because they don't know what to do themselves. And honestly, I can't even talk. This energy drink's hitting me. Honestly, it all comes down to you not having, like, now let me rephrase that. You are letting the constrictions you have upon you right now dictate your mentality versus using those towards your advantage. And that's my whole point. Like, get some goddamn hobbies. Get some hobbies. There's always shit you want to do that you never have enough time for. This is the time where you should be doing those things.
I mean, somebody also compared it to being in prison.
No, it's not the same as being in prison.
Well, they said, no, the mentality of, like, you get up and you're like, oh, well, I can't do what exactly I wanted to do. So you got to put yourself, like, on a routine of, like, oh, at this time I'm doing this, or at this time I got to do this.
Yeah, that could be helpful for some people, for sure. Yeah. But the reality is, like, there's levels to this shit, right? Mm-hmm. Like what you have right now is nowhere near what it's like to be in prison.
No.
But be aware that there are other countries in this world where...
Yeah, you don't got this freedom.
That is the freedom that you have right now.
Is fucking, they would
stab you in the eye for it.
Yeah, they'll fuck you up for it.
The reality is like, you're not to be mean again, but sometimes I got to pull the fucking Band-Aid from you people. the reality is that you are a child that's really upset because you don't have the toys you used to have anymore. But the reality is that the toys that you throw away are the toys that somebody else in some other country would fucking kill for. And that's the perspective you have to reorganize to.
Yeah, because in Afghanistan, those sand people are fucking fighting over some desert that all looks the same.
Yeah, it's, man.
All some sand.
Yeah, man.
And they're just fucking fighting over it for no fucking reason.
There's places in the world where if you go outside your house, you might get bombed. Yeah. So you're happy as fuck being inside your house.
We haven't even talked about Russia. Fucking Russia. Who knows what the fuck's going on over there at any point in time.
You never know, right?
Right.
I mean, there's a reason why motherfuckers... Dude, the people coming out of Dagestan right now, where Khabib's from, those motherfuckers are monsters.
Yeah.
Fighters. Like, monsters. And it's like, yeah. You know why? You know why?
Because Russia.
Because that's all they do.
Yeah,
because Russia. They're fighting bears and shit.
Yeah, because Russia, son.
But anyways.
Because Russia. Fucking probably got RoboCop over there.
RoboCop is so dark.
Yeah, fucking like, great
when
movie.
When you watch that movie, great it's movie. So dark.
Fucking,
so
I've dark. Come to realize, I used to say 80s suck. 80s had the best 80s movies. 80s
had the best shit. Dog.
Fucking dude, best shit.
I was watching The Wraith, which I put on I was telling everybody to watch it,
fucking
right?
Great.
The Wraith is the holds shit.
Up. A little cheesy. It holds up.
Yeah, but that's the 80s cheesy. Yeah. You got to have a little bit of that.
It's only cheesy because they didn't know better. They don't know what we know now.
Is the shit. And then you listen to the soundtrack for The Wraith.
Fucking fire.
And you're like, wow.
Fire.
Just like whenever you hear the Top Gun song.
Fire.
You're just like, fuck, man. I got to leave this on just out of respect.
That's right.
Just out of respect.
Literally, whatever I will be doing. I'll hear one of those old 80s songs and I'll leave it there.
Yeah, man.
I just won't do shit. I'll be like, yeah, this is what it's like to drive a jet.
Shit. Good shit.
This is exactly what it is.
It's 80s movies and 80s music. It's got something about it.
Just like The Predator. Fucking awesome.
Yeah, The Predator's a good one too,
you're
right?
You're like, it's just about a monster. Fuck you. No, it's not. It's a fucking deep psychological
That's
thriller.
Right, man. It's about man's resolve to fight against all odds.
Fucking all the Rockies are great. Well, up to like 4.
I got to rewatch some of those Rockies. But
Rockies are deep, son. Deeper than you think.
Rockies are one of those movies, man, where you just it increases your testosterone by like 20%.
That's right.
Like, you watch those movies and you're like, yeah, I'd love to get in a fight.
Well, yeah.
You know what was like that for me? Undisputed.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Undisputed? Where it's like that one dude that supposedly... Well, I don't know who Wesley Snipes' character is supposed to be, but the other dude, Vic Rames, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Goes to jail, and that's supposed to be Tyson. Mm-hmm. And there's like a boxing match in the jail. That's such a fucking good movie. After that movie, I was like, I should get into fighting.
Imagine if you try to fight Tyson in jail.
Jesus. Jesus, man. Can you imagine
your
head
exploding?
Imagine an angry Tyson who may have may not found out that his wife was fucking cheating on him, and he just, you know, went to jail for it because he beat her. Imagine that guy. Fighting that guy in jail. And you're like, I got to fight this guy, huh? With my maybe 1 year of training while watching Tai Bo. And this motherfucker is a heavyweight champion of the world.
Who makes this whoosh, whoosh sound every time he punches. Yeah. He don't make that noise. Just his arms going up make that noise.
Dude, you know what's crazy about Tyson? Tyson was so, so, so important to like just general history. That he is in many, many games, like, for no reason at all.
Yeah.
Like, Street Fighter, Balrog,
yeah.
That's Tyson. What's another one that he is that's based on Tyson? Tyson's fucking Knockout? It's a goddamn game that they didn't give him fucking royalties for that later on it's like, what? What is it called?
Just Knockout,
it's just like Knockout or whatever, some generic old bad guy at the end. They made a game around a terrifying man who just used to beat other people. It's craziness, man.
I know people are like, why are you guys on Tyson's tip so much?
Tyson was a scary motherfucker.
He's a scary motherfucker.
Like some of those ones where you see him, especially like the one where he won the heavyweight title, I think. Where Customato, I think. No, I think Customato has just died, I think. Something along those lines. And he was trying to win the belt for him or something. I was just like, he came out looking like an angry dude.
Yeah, man. It's just,
he came out looking like that dude was literally like, I fucked your wife last night. And he was just like, all right, well, let's go outside and walk out and see how it goes.
Yeah.
I do. And the problem with Tyson, too, the scary part about Tyson is he's a goddamn anaconda. You look at him and it's like his shoulder connects to his ear. You're like, how does that work? That's not human.
He's a mystery, man.
It's crazy.
That man, that is a mystery.
Yoked. But anyways, back to conspiracy theory. So conspiracy theory one is the whole presidential election too, right? Number two to me is this could be like a psychological mindfuck where it does one of two things. One, it makes people like thankful for what they have, right? Because some people are currently working and they're happy that they get to work. Some people are not working, but maybe can make it work or are thankful for whatever. So are thankful for being alive in a sense because this COVID thing is blown out of proportions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's number two, like making people be happy for where they are to keep the cycle of what is happening going, right?
Right.
And the other thing too, what was my other one? I had another one, but it escaped me now. It escaped me. But anyways, I had a threefold conspiracy theory about why this would be beneficial in a way. Do I think it's a conspiracy? I don't know, man. I don't know. But this COVID shit, I mean, look, here in the great state of desert, we haven't been hit hard.
Some people say we have, but
no, we haven't been hit hard
at all. You guys
are
bitches.
We haven't been hit hard at all.
Grow the fuck up.
Percentages are quite low here. They're saying, quote unquote, they, is that we're going to hit hard in the next week or two. But if we don't get a hard influx of increased numbers by May, we should be quote unquote safe.
Quote unquote, huh?
I don't take it seriously already as it is. But what my point is, I don't think it's that big of a deal already. And so I don't know if we're going to get, you know, any sort of big influx like they're predicting.
Hey, man, one thing you can do is ride the wave.
Just stay safe out there, people. Don't be, like, sticking your tongue down other people's fucking mouths that you don't know. Like, chill, man, chill.
Listen, how about it shouldn't have took a whole virus, even though it's just a fucking flu. I don't know what the fuck the difference is. It shouldn't have took a whole pandemic for you to wash your fucking hands.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it still disturbs me every time. I say this a million times in a podcast already, but it still disturbs me when I go to the bathroom and motherfuckers don't wash their hands. I'm like, you're disgusting.
See, that's...
You're fucking gross. Just out of respect for somebody else's hand that you might shake later, you should just wash your goddamn hands. Stop being disgusting.
Nasty.
But anyways, yeah, people, you need to wash your hands. Stop touching your face after you've touched some dude's hand who just grabbed his dick while he was taking a piss. Like, stop touching shit. Just stop touching shit. Grow the fuck up. We're fine. You're chill. And if you get it, and you're not sickly, and you're not old as dirt, you'll be fine. Stop panicking.
Grow the fuck up.
If I could slap you through this thing, I would. But I can't.
Yeah, man, so... What the fuck's going on noise?
Nature, man. This is when nature's coming back again.
No, is that what it is? It sounds like Animal Crossing, I think.
Look, memes have literally just become COVID memes.
Yeah, man.
It's literally all there is now.
It's all the porn.
Oh, you sent that video, right? You're like, You're like, is this invaded porn yet? And it's like, it literally has invaded porn. Yeah. Wow.
Hey, man. By the time everybody hears this, it'll be Zombie Jesus Day.
So what's going to happen with all these Christians and Catholics and shit that are like, hey, man, we're supposed to celebrate Easter.
Well, Zombie Jesus is going to be mad because nobody's there to put him back in his cave.
What's going to happen? Like, maybe Jesus comes out
now. He's coming back. He's going to be like, I need bodies. Bodies to eat.
That is kind of funny, man. Like, did you hear about that guy who, did you fucking hear about that? Did we talk about this last week?
About what?
The pastor guy who's part of one of these super churches. Did we talk about this?
Mm-mm.
So there's a pastor, not the famous one for not letting people in during the Texas floods.
Joe Osteen.
Not that motherfucker who's like, nope, sorry guys, our church is flooded too and it's all dry as fuck. Not that guy. There's another dude from another super church that was on his podcast, on his podcast, because they do that too, I guess. And he was basically telling people, like, come back to church. I've paid thousands of dollars for these things that clean you as you walk in, they're so high tech and so futuristic that they clean you the moment you walk past them, and they take away 100% of the germs, and you'll be fine. And then we have these installed throughout our building, and okay. service will continue. And da 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 da. He keeps talking about all this okay. shit, and then they basically arrested his ass. He's trying to have church. It's like, yo, let me see those goddamn generators you have that hospitals don't even have. Get the fuck out of here. He's what, like, you got Jesus literally touching people in the door?
He's like, what we do is we put you through a metal detector, but we pray when you go through a metal detector. See, 100% foolproof.
Dude, man, I was like, wow, that's ballsy for you to say that you paid, quote unquote, thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah. For technology that church, that hospitals don't even have, that are gonna supposedly keep your churchgoers safe from the Rona.
I say it a thousand times, man. Christians are the absolute worst people I've ever met.
Like, wow. I mean, I get it. These churches are used to getting the money, getting that paper. You can't cut the paper off. Dude, Jesus needs that paper.
Yeah. I remember him clearly saying that.
I need that paper.
I need more bucks. Clearly, it says in the back.
My children cometh forth and make it raineth.
I need more bucks. More bucks.
Filleth thy chalice with my money and bills. Pesos, please.
Need to make it rain in thy chapel.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's telling you, those are worse. Our church is doing, I mean, not my church because I don't go to church. I'm surprised I haven't been kicked out of it yet. But
church?
Huh?
Yeah, they're doing like e-church.
Yeah, they're doing Zoom. Zoom, if you don't know, is where you... It's like Skype, except you can, I guess, connect with like 50 people all at once. And you're all seeing the same thing all at once.
So you guys are becoming a low-key big church, like one of those satellite churches that just projects from the main church.
Yeah, the problem is everybody don't know how to use it because they're all old as fuck. So like only the younger people are doing it. Because I guess they want to do the Bible study that same way. And I'm like, hey, how about we just not fucking do the Bible study? They're like, no, we got to do the Bible study. I'm like, oh, fucking. I'm like, can you take me off this group text? Because every time I read it, fucking irritates me more and more. And they're like, okay, we will. I'm like, okay, thanks. And then guess what? I'm still on the group text.
They're not going to let you go, dog. It's not that easy.
I'm like, I don't want to be on this.
It's not like when Spawn told Malboja to let him go. He was just like, okay, Spawn, you've killed enough people for me. Go ahead.
I guess,
nah,
man.
Nah, man, Malboja likes some souls.
So, yeah. So they're doing that. So I guess that's what they're doing tomorrow for Easter service.
What if you guys get more than 50 people?
I guess you can do as many people as you want.
Oh, okay. That's good. So what about donations?
Before, we had set up something where you text your amount that you want to do. Like you text cross to whatever my church's name is, and then it'll take $10 from your bank account and give it to my church.
Pay me three. It's like
cash at me 75.
Meet me outside with that cash though. So you should have been like, hey man, fellow Christians, the Lord needs to pay for this building. So would you please PayPal me $43.99 to Running Jesus at hotmail.com. Make sure to add that 3% or that send it as gifts.
Please add tip.
Oh, fuck.
Don't forget the internet tip.
Dude, have you ever met somebody and you got to exchange emails and they got a fucked up email?
Yeah, mine.
I like how you said that with such excitement.
Because I gave the lawyer my email. The secretary, I'm like, she's like, all right, you have an email? I'm like.
Do I have an email?
I'm like, yeah, I got one, you old bitch. Yeah, I got one. The fuck? Year is this 1840?
No, I don't have an email. What is that?
Can you explain to me what an email is? So I'm like, see, I'm waiting for her to get that she had the C part. I'm like, all right, cool. E T O T-H-E. She's like, okay. I'm like, I already know she fucked it up somewhere along the line. I go, that's not the confusing part. That's the easy part. Like, I-Z-Z-O. All right. Did you get that? She's like, yeah, I got that. Okay. At. She's like, all right. And then, you know, I put whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, she didn't say anything. I'm like, all right, so you got that, right? She's like, yeah, I got it. Okay. I'm like, all right, cool. So you're going to email me these things I need? She's like, yeah. She's like, all right. I'll have them to you later. I'm like, this bitch ain't going to email me shit. She didn't get this shit.
Your email's not bad.
I don't think it is. I'm like, C-E-T-O. T-O's two. That's a word. T-H-E, another word.
No, I mean like people that got fucked up emails. Like they've got like stinkyvomit@gmail.com or some shit.
But all those are words though. Like a fucked up email is like VR Zigawa at Yahoo.com. ZR Vigawa. How the fuck am I? Now, if you gave me ZR Vigawa, what? Spell yeah, that. My, Z
well,
R Vig V I G A wall? No, it's actually a G and then a wall.
Well, imagine mine. Like, whenever I got to give mine.
Oh, yeah, yours is fucked up, too.
Yeah, mine's real fucked up.
Yours is real fucked
mine's
up.
Mine's real fucked up.
Because you're like, oh, it's just what's it called backwards. I'm like, N word.
But giving it away is hard, man.
Yeah, I was thinking, I'm like, I need a new email that's, like, easy. Like,
I need to make one for just probably when I give it away to people. Because now that email, I've used it for, what the fuck is this guy doing?
So I'm saying, what the fuck are you doing? You casing the joint?
Yeah, no kidding. That's what it looks like he's doing.
Go in there and think they're open. Stupid fuck.
Anyways, I've been using that email for so long now that now I get too much spam email. I need to switch it up. But I also need like one normal email for when I talk to normal people, you know? I can't just give them like...
Big Dick Broly.
I can't just give them Dr. O or no, the Dick... I can't just give them the Dick O'Reilly @gmail.com.
Oh,
I
need to take that. Should be. You need to do that now. Is that available?
You should look it up.
Is this guy going to kill us?
He fucking might.
Does he have a gun?
Hold up, dog. I need to get out. I'm going to do some counter shots. I'm just going to take him out.
Are you trying to kill us, sir?
I'm going to use the cars as like as a shield. I'm going to slowly go over my hood, then I'll slowly go over yours and just repeat crossfire.
There you go. I have to do that right now after we're done. How do you even start?
The Dick O'Reilly at
Google. My sister is
How like, do I get a Pornhub email?
What is this guy doing?
I don't know, man. He's hoping the donut shot opens up.
Ask him what he's doing. He's fucking weird.
He's like, I'm hoping I can go to the drive-thru with my bike. Actually, how do I get a Pornhub email? I want to be like dickorai@pornhub.com.
I don't know.
I'm going to email Pornhub. Like, look, man, I really want this Dick O'Reilly email. But if I do it with, like, a Gmail, it's going to be far, far less impressive than if I get it with Pornhub. If I get it with Pornhub, it's going to be far more comical when I give it out to people in legitimate businesses.
Okay. I guess that was easy.
Why are you putting your fucking fingerprint on your phone, dog?
You want the
government to know?
Yeah.
To know it's you?
No, not that. Wow, I still got my old one. I want to create an account.
You're going to see if the Dick O'Reilly is available?
Yeah.
And get it for myself, me?
Yeah.
Give me the Dick O'Reilly, dog. I want to be the Dick O'Reilly. I need to make a logo for the Dick O'Reilly. You see my Life Generalist logo? Did you see that? Did you see that?
Oh, I thought that was the Linkin Park logo.
I'll show it to you later.
Right.
Linkin Park.
I thought it was the Linkin Park.
You're like, wow, this guy's back in circa 2000 like, again,
oh,
huh?
Oh, shit.
You're going to come in and see me like... fuck, I can't think of... You're like, crawling in. It's like, what are you doing, dog?
Peru, how do you spell Peru?
The Dick O'Reilly.
You need to put your name.
Just put a P, dog. Put my whole fucking social in there and shit.
Damn, it does want all your...
Yeah, man, it wants everything.
Oh, fuck. Okay, we're going to do that.
Just random shit, and then we'll figure out. Anyways, we'll do it after. We'll do it.
I didn't know. I thought it was just easy to make an account.
Nah, man, Google wants your blood type now. Yeah, they're like, hey, yes, man, you have rare shit just in case, and we never know.
Oh, speaking of shit, did you know there's smartphones, right? There's smart watches. There's smart TVs.
Right.
So now we got the next logical step. What do you think that might be?
Smart killer robots?
That's already a thing. We also have smart fridges, too. We got smart toilets.
Well, yeah, they have those in Japan forever.
But it's not what you're thinking.
What do they do?
This one analyzes your shit.
What? Like you take a shit and it tells you what's going on with your
shit?
Yeah,
yeah.
Really? What can it tell you?
It uses like 3 HD cameras to really zoom in on your asshole and analyze your shit in this HD camera. So when you shit on the camera, it like analyzes it. And it'll be like, oh, you need more vitamin E. You have too much fat in your shit.
Really?
Yes. I'm not making this up. This is not a joke. I know you're like, people are like, oh, you're telling me a joke. No, this is a real thing. You can look it up. I'm dead serious. This is a real thing.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, is it actually do what it's supposed to do?
Instead
of just taking pictures of you taking shits in your asshole and then uploading them to fucking Pornhub for free?
That's what the dude said, too. What's going to happen?
Man.
He's like, yeah, these are going to be hacked if you buy this. And let's say, some weirdo is going to hack into it because it has 2 or 3 cameras or whatever.
For sure, man. How long until some freak knows that some hot chick has one of those things and is just literally taking those videos down and uploading them to some porn site and being like, here's literally her fucking asshole taking a shit.
Because
you know what, man? That would not be surprised me if that's some freaky shit that dudes are into.
Yeah, man.
Or maybe girls. I'm not judging lesbians. Lesbians probably like shit porn too. I don't know.
Hey, man. Anybody. It's just creepy. That's what I was... hearing earlier, and that's what they were talking about too. They're like, it's gonna be, you can't do that because, you know, people are terrible people, and they're gonna hack into that. And yeah, you're gonna have videos of just, you're gonna be like, damn, that's a nice coochie there.
You're like, damn, that chick can drop a log.
Yeah, and then you're gonna be like, oh, also she's eating too many saturated fats.
She is. Also, she's done anal based on that log size.
Just no resistance.
It just slipped out. Slipped out.
That's disgusting.
It slipped out like, you know, when you just put a little too much pressure in a toothpaste and it just slips out. Just like that.
Gross.
And you women listen to the podcast and I'm like, really? Really? My bad.
Hey, but there you go. So, smart toilet. If you want to know what
disgusting.
What's up? Make sure you put that to your wife. Disgusting.
Like, hey. I want my. Yeah, you know what, dude? Everything I have though that talks to me, I want it to be fucking fun. Like, if I have Alexa, I don't want Alexa. Alexa's a pain in the ass, and she's kind of fucking stuck up, and a little bit of like just no personality. There's no soul in Alexa. I want somebody fucking cool and fun to just talk to. So I want somebody like in my toilet to be like, yo. Too much pizza.
There you go.
Too much pizza.
I think that's what it do. I don't know if it talks to you or prints it out. I assume it would talk to you.
Can you imagine? How disgusting is this? This is the way you do it, all right? If you're going to really do a product that's going to impress me, this is how you do it.
Okay.
You take a shit.
Right.
All the ladies listening right now are like, motherfucker, really? We're going to continue with this shit? Yes. I'm almost done with my point.
This is healthy.
Almost done.
It's healthy news. Shit.
The cameras scope out your shit. I don't know. Do they do their magic?
Yeah.
And then they print the results on this printer that's in the back of the bowl. You rip it. You look at your results. Memorize the recommendations from the shit robot.
Right.
And then that same thing is like toilet paper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. We're going to full circle this bitch. Plus, for the companies, it's great. Now they have a proprietary toilet paper you have to buy in order if you want to see results. Boom. Perfect.
I mean, there
you go. I want 10% on that, guys. Just 10%. 10% of toilet paper sales. That's all I'm asking for.
There you go.
That's all I'm asking for. That's not a lot to ask for. I just gave you like
that's a $6 million idea.
$6 million idea. Because how much toilet paper are you going to have to make? A lot of toilet paper.
Apparently a lot.
A lot.
Apparently a lot.
A lot. Especially people that shit 3-4 times a day. Yeah, man. Start printing paper
you
right now.
You need to get that checked, but also a lot.
Hey, man, maybe whether these bodybuilders are doing 60,000 calorie diets, you know what I'm saying? They just got carbs and rice and like, and just
chicken.
Pasta and chicken just coming out the wazoo.
Dude, their toilet must scream when they see it.
Apart from the fact that their toilets are probably like, God damn, this is a heavy motherfucker. Hey, can you imagine a normal human toilet?
They gotta get the ones that's at Walmart.
What's up with the Walmart ones?
Those are like industrial toilets.
Really?
You can't get like just the fucking like one you pick up from Home Depot. You gotta get an industrial one.
Like, can you imagine though if you're Thor from Game of Thrones?
Oh yeah. And
you know. Gotta take a shit, dude. That toilet probably creaks when you sit down. It's probably like, you sit down the toilet. It's like a tear coming off of it.
See, that man has an industrial toilet. That's custom made.
Big motherfucker, dude. He's like almost 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
That dude's a literal like freaking a Viking.
His toilet probably looks like this fucking car in front of us.
His toilet's probably made out of stainless steel. It's probably like a goddamn man toilet. It's like probably engraved with like Thor and Odin and shit on the side of it, you know?
It's like whoever sits on this toilet. is hereby given the powers of Thor.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, man, I was watching, they had all the old Avenger movies on the, old Marvel movies on TV.
Yeah.
Dude, I was watching the old school Thor.
It's not that good.
It's actually a little better than I thought it was.
Really?
It was.
It's just cornier, right? It was a little cornier.
Well, like, you know, not the old school Thor, but like the Thor from Avengers.
Yeah.
Also,
he was incredibly jacked in that first movie.
Dude, like, was fucking...
Like, the scene where he's pulling the hammer in the rain. I was like, yo, dog, yo, you hanging out the Rock?
Yeah, man.
Are you hanging out the Rock?
Yeah.
Did you do some curls before this scene?
A few thousand,
yeah,
yes.
Man. I was like, yo, straight homo, what's up with those biceps? You know what I'm saying?
Dude, and then when he goes like that, you see the whole fucking row of...
The lats and the fucking...
I was like, okay.
Like, that motherfucker was bigger in the first movie than it was in all the other movies.
Yeah, and that's, that's crazy.
Dude's a huge... I remember that scene from when he was lifting... That's some gay talk right now. I remember that scene.
No, that's why Hawkeye didn't shoot him, because he was just like, fuck, arrow ain't doing shit.
He's like, damn, does Wolverine bring those adamantium ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, he was yoked in that movie.
No, but there's, like, a lot more dialogue in there than I remember it being.
Yeah.
Because we got to... My dad was watching part where... kind of nerd moment, but... Odin saves him from the ice giants or whatever. And then Odin kicks him out to Earth. Like, they have, like, a whole conversation there. And I'm watching it with caption on. And I'm like, damn. These N-words are really, like, talking, having a whole conversation here. I'm like, this shit's intense.
They had more... Yeah, they had more conversation than the first one.
I was like, damn. Like, this is intense. And, like... Odin's like yelling at him, and like, I was like, damn. I'm like, did we just do some acting here and shit? I'm like, I think we might have. And I'm like, crazy. And then, you know, the next scene ruined it because there wasn't no more acting. But like, that moment was real good, though.
I think the weakest is the second one, the one with the ether or whatever it's called. That's the weakest one. The first one's pretty good. I think it's like, how many has it been now?
Three.
I mean,. The first and third are really hard because the third is kind of buddy cop movie, but it's like the character of Thor is so well, he kind of figured out how to play Thor by then.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to kind of go off of three. But one is still pretty good for his, you know, he was essentially a fucking Australian dude who just did Thor really well. Like, really well. He's probably going to be the best Thor probably ever. Like, even those stupid commercials where he's living with that one dude. He's like, those are brilliant. Genius.
Fucking
genius.
Brilliant.
It's so good. He plays the stupidity of Thor so well, but yet has the comedic timing of, like, a comedy movie.
He does.
It's so good.
And then
so
I don't think people understand. They're like, oh, well, he's just acting stupid. I'm like, no, it's not that he's stupid. It's that he's on Earth. It's not that he's stupid. It's that he's a god on Earth. Like, there's a difference. Like, he doesn't understand.
He's a Nordic god. Like, he doesn't have all this, like,
he doesn't
sophistication shit. Like, he's just that he's been doing his shit for decades now.
Yeah, he doesn't understand, like, subtleties. Like, when he throws a cup on the ground, Like, he doesn't understand you're supposed to be like, oh, I want more. He's just doing his shit. Like, when people tell him shit and then he can't hit them, he's like, the fuck can I hit this guy for? Like, it's not that he's dumb. He just has his way.
Right.
And he's on Earth. And I don't think people understand that. They just think he's stupid.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's not stupid. He's just, it's a different culture that where he's coming from.
And I don't think people understand that.
But I think he did a great job of, like, making people like Thor more. Because I think I like Thor far more. And I understand where he's coming from far more than with the Marvel movies than I did back. Because I never really read the comics of Thor back in the day. But yeah, he's probably one of my favorites for sure.
All the comics of Thor are fucking great. Other than the Jane Foster ones. So.
I'm not into it. Dude, that whole decade, the first 5 years where everything was turning into females, I'm not against female shit, but it's like, all right, man. Instead of
you got tits,
all you feminists that are really all about equality, I'm all for it. You should be equal. But don't you think it's a little ass backwards for you to say that women are only going to become popular because you took a male character who was already popular and made him female, and now therefore you're getting your dues? No, what you should be doing is praising the already cool female comics characters. Like Phoenix. The Black Widow, like the fucking Psylocke, like the Jean Greys, like the who's that one chick who was terrible in the movies but really good in comics, the one that can shapeshift?
Mystique.
I mean, all these chicks are bad bitches. Emma Frost's a bad bitch.
Yeah, I can go
like,
on.
Yeah, like, you gotta really push for these bad bitches who are already bad bitches and bad bitches who've been bad bitches. I need to stop saying that. For decades now, and stop trying to take the fucking power from men, because it's not about taking the power. It's about celebrating the women that are already, quote unquote, bad bitches. Stop taking the power from Thor and making a female Thor, or Loki and making a female Loki. Like, no, all that shit is fucking boring. Oh, female Iron Man. They did that shit for a while too. It's like, yo, man, stop taking these male characters and making them female because you're trying to force the feminist joke. No, celebrate the female ones that are already really fucking good. That's just my little rant. Just saying. Feminism needs to approach this a little differently than they have been. But anyways, I'm glad that Thor is back to being Thor. And Iron Man and Loki are back to being men. Because they are who they are. It's also kind of weird when you have a female Thor and then she's just getting beat the fuck up by some fucking dude. You know what I'm saying? You're just like, oh, this is uncomfortable. You're just beating the fuck out of that female Thor. But then you see a male Thor getting beat the fuck up by like a Frost giant and you're like, damn, he's having a rough day. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's a little bit more socially acceptable. I find it weird. It's like, you got to approach a female character very differently. Like, you don't want to see Black Widow getting beat the fuck up by like Thor. You don't want to see that. You want to see Black Widow doing her shit and trying not to get beat the fuck up, because you don't ever want to see a woman literally get pounded by a fucking hammer. You just don't.
I would hope not, no.
Yeah, so that's the thing. You got to approach women a little differently the way you do it. And a female Thor is fighting like Thor does, and you just get beat the fuck up. And it happened a lot, and it was uncomfortable.
She got beat up a lot. For
yeah. And then she had cancer reason. At the same time, and you're just like, ooh, I'm trying really not feel bad about this. But anyways, that's besides the point. Any last things, dog? I think we ended on a weird, sobering conversation here.
We're an educational podcast. So.
Education, amen.
We're here to educate.
Dude, we've been talking about this whole comic book thing lately, now that you have time. Hmm. And we're talking about, like, we should start a channel where we review comics. But we review comics like you and I talk.
I'm like, so this big motherfucker just showed up.
This motherfucker came in.
And he just took his dick out and slapped it across Gambit's face. First thing, who the fuck Gambit think he is? He's going to throw some cards at Apocalypse? The fuck is some cards going to do against Apocalypse? Some fucking cards? The fuck?
Yeah, man. We should do that. We just don't have enough time in the day, man. There's not enough time in the day.
I don't know what my new side job, son.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that
side
today.
Side job. We'll talk about that next week.
Are you having fantasies of like you stopping at somebody's house and some hot chick comes out in like a robe and you're just kind of like, man, I've had visions of things happening like this.
I got to tell the story real quick. Okay, so my new side job is I'm doing, I deliver food to people, like the Uber Eats or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it pays pretty decently. I worked a few hours. I just started, so I worked a few hours. I made some pretty decent money too, because I guess it's like peak hours, like the lunch and dinner times. So, you know, and you make good tips depending on how quick you are. So I did it, and it was pretty good. But so I did one, but it was my first time. So I was kind of like, oh, I don't know how this is going to go. And then so like my third stop, it was I think it was Panda Express. And so I brought it to the door, and then I rang the doorbell, and nobody showed up. And I rang the doorbell again, and then I text the person. I was like, hey, I'm here with your food. And then I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what the fuck do I do? So I checked the little thing, and I was like, okay. So it's like, well, wait 5 minutes. And if they don't answer the phone, or if they don't reply to your text and nobody comes to the door, then just leave the food in a safe spot and take a picture of the food that you left it there. And I was like, okay. So I wait the 5 minutes, and nobody shows up. And I'm like, okay. Okay, I guess they had like a little bench there. So I go, okay, I guess I'll leave it here. So I left the food there, and then I took the picture of the food. Then as I was leaving, walking away, a lady came, and it was a lady, and she was kind of out of breath, and she was like, oh, sorry, sorry about that. I was like, oh, no problem. I was just going away. She's like, oh, thank you for waiting. I was like, no problem. And as I was walking away, I was like, she's getting dick.
Her boyfriend's like, no, I got a couple more strokes to go.
Yeah, he's like, I need to bring that food back for round two.
The real question is, how hot was that chick?
Decently hot. She was older. She was like a MILF.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. I was like, she's a MILF.
Can't be mad at that.
Can't be mad at mama trying to get hers. You know what I'm saying?
No, man.
Mama's got to get hers too.
Can't hate, because no. I'm not going to be like, I know if somebody rings a doorbell, you know, first I'd be like, who the fuck's ringing my doorbell? So, but yeah, I'm pretty sure she's getting dick. So I was like, that can't hate.
Was her hair all fucked up?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, she
gets some dick. I was like, yeah.
Like, she's gonna be like, she's probably like getting pinned down on the bed somewhere and just getting laid up. Pow. And then just, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And then you fucking ring the doorbell, and she's like, I gotta get that doorbell. He's like, fuck that shit. You stay right there and get this dick.
Is that how it goes?
Little hair pull. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. So I was like, all right, get yours.
Yeah. Not mad at mama.
Yeah, they tipped me like $5.
Though. There you go, man. There you go. Everything's right in the world. Yeah. I think people are more generous right now. I think people are a little bit more generous now.
A little bit. And I'm also like, my other thing was like, I'm like pretty quick when I'm giving them the food, because I'm like, I want to get this done and get on to the next one.
Right.
And also, I'm like real careful with their food, because like, I'm never going to Uber Eats me no food. Because I don't trust no motherfucker with my food.
I hear you.
Because I barely trust a motherfucker when you used to be able to go to Chipotle.
I know, right?
I was like watching them. I was like, hey. You the motherfucker with the unwashed hands?
Oh, he's cutting up the remember meat. That guy? I forgot about that guy.
Yeah, he started all this. I'm like, and I don't like dudes making my sub at Subway. I've said that many times.
A million times.
The fuck are we yelling? So. Jesus. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not Uber Eats me no food, because some guy could nut in my burrito, and I'm like, and I'm not going to know any difference.
See, that's a bad day when a dude, because it's not like a dude is nutting every single meal he's delivering that day, right? That's a bad day when you get the nut one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when you just.
That's a bad day. I agree. I don't want to. It's already bad enough that some places you go, you can't see them making your food.
Yeah. But on the thing on my app for that, it's like. All right, when they give you the food, make sure you don't, like, open up the bag. I'm like, yeah, no shit. I wasn't going to open up the bag anyways. Like, the fuck? I'm like, see, that's why I couldn't Uber Eats me any food. Because I got dumb fucking people who would open up the bag.
You gotta be also careful, though, because now you've got way more people you're in contact with. You gotta try to not get that Rona.
Yeah, that's the only good thing is a lot of them are like, leave it at the door.
Yeah. My mom wanted to buy some shit off of OfferUp. Mm-hmm. So we went and met this dude up. And this dude literally was like, yeah, I'll meet you outside. And we got there. He had like a face shield and a scarf mask thing. And he had the thing and he like put it in the trunk of the car. Didn't really want to have much interaction. I was like, either you just sold me dog shit or you're that dude, or maybe there's a small possibility that you have some illness that I'm not aware of, and then you really should be doing that. But mostly the other two.
That's possible. Yeah, but the other good thing is, too, that... Because I was trying to do the Instacart thing where you go to a grocery store and...
Oh, yeah. Shop for them.
Shop for them. But I was like, this might actually work out better because it's a lot less contact. Because you open the door and, like, you hand it to them.
Yeah, versus carrying groceries in and shit.
And also, like, going to the grocery store.
Right.
So, and even when I do, like, hand that lady her food, I'm handing it to her. And, I'm not touching her, though.
Right.
And so, I do got gloves, too. My sister found a bunch of disposable gloves, so... That's cool.
I wonder if Harbor Freight is having a hard time keeping stock of those things.
Probably.
Yeah, man. Keep a lookout for them sexy stories where you get chick that's coming out with a robe or like a shirt that's totally see-through and you're just like, he's trying to lure motherfuckers in here, aren't you? You're like a black widow.
I'm like, I'm going to put my location on just in case I die.
All right, man. That's it. We'll see you guys next week. Any questions? Once again, we still got that email. So if people want to email us questions.
We're on the Twitters.
Ruben's on that Twitter now. You know what I'm saying? Ruben's Twitter, trying to get them tweets out. Sexy. Ruben's going to be letting you know what videos he's watching from the hub.
Following all kinds of porn stars.
He's trying to let people know what's going on with the hub. And, you know, was trying to get people the best. Oh, Jesus.
And with that. Oh, God. There's a bunch. All right.
When Ruben's gonna be letting people know on the hub what videos he's watching, what the good ones are,
watch
timestamps and everything.
Watch for all these porn memes.
Oh Jesus!
Fucking so many of them.
I'm just looking at the corner of your phone. I'm uncomfortable. Anyways, they're
uncomfortable. They're bad.
That's it. We'll see you guys next week. What's the button? Peace out.